Chris from the band Daughtry.
Hi, everybody in Indonesia. This is Elliot Yamin.
Yo, what's up? My name is Joel Madden. I'm in the band Good Charlotte.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Nick Lachey, and you're listening to VOA Indonesia.
Hey, Indonesia. We're the Plain White Tees.
What's up? This is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park in Fort Minor.
Let's go.
Yo, what's up, Guad? This is your man, Sean Kingsley, listening to VOA.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacoby from Papa Roach, and you are listening to VOA DC.
Hi, I'm Lady Gaga, and you're listening to VOA DC.
Hello, I'm Simon Le Bon from the fabulous group Duran Duran.
Hi, it's Katy Perry, and you're listening to VOA.
VOA.
The voice of America, direct from Washington.
Halo, kembali lagi. Saya Irfan Risan dan teman-teman di VOA Washington menemani kamu dengan deretan informasi dan lagu-lagu hits dalam VOA Direct Connection.
It's a little blurry how the whole thing started. I don't even really know what you intended. Thought that you were cute and you could make me jealous. Put it down, so I put it down. Next thing that I know, I'm in a hotel with you. You were talking deep like it was mad love to you. You wanted my heart. Put it down, so I put it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind. I could have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about you. Shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
Ellie Goulding, On My Mind. Baru-baru ini penyanyi Raisa, yang terkenal dengan lagu-lagunya Serba Salah atau Terjebak Nostalgia, berada di New York untuk syuting film berjudul Terjebak Nostalgia. Nah, sama kayak lagunya ya. Ingin tahu lebih jauhnya, sekarang kita temui reporter VOA Fena Anissa di kota New York yang sempat ngobrol-ngobrol dengan Raisa.
Sekarang saya sedang berada di sebuah lokasi. Ini ada lokasi syuting Terjebak Nostalgia di daerah Queens di New York. Dan tentunya saya sekarang sedang bersama sang bintang utama yaitu Raisa Andriana. Halo Raisa, apa kabar?
Baik, alhamdulillah.
Ini adalah film pertama. Kemudian juga baru datang di Amerika tadi malam. Jadi ceritain sekarang apa yang sedang ada di pikiran Raisa sekarang.
Sekarang cukup jet lag, cukup capek karena tadi pagi juga callingnya jam 4 pagi, terus kemarin baru nyampe sini dan lain-lain setelah 26 jam. Tapi hari ini syutingnya lancar, alhamdulillah semuanya berjalan lancar, terus cepat juga. Dan ya excited banget aja berada di sini, kerja dengan kru sini, belajar banyak. Dan ya semoga seru deh.
Ini memang sudah ada di bayangan sejak lama atau ini sesuatu hal yang terjadi karena musik?
Yang jelas sih gak dibayangin dari lama ya, karena aku gak pernah bermimpi atau gak pernah ngebayangin kalau aku jadi aktris tuh gimana, main film tuh gimana gitu. Cuma ada opportunity-nya buat belajar dari orang-orang yang hebat-hebat di dunia film. Terus juga yang bikin seru adalah Mas Rako bilang ke aku bahwa ini skripnya terinspirasi dari lagu Terjebak Nostalgia dan dari video klipnya juga gitu. Jadi gue ngebayanginnya lo deh ya yang main gitu. Terus aku tertarik aja tahu gimana lagu 3,5 menit dijadiin film yang 1,5 jam gitu tuh kayak gimana gitu. Dan ya menurut aku semuanya pada akhirnya saling berkaitan gitu, sama-sama seni juga. Jadinya ya udah, ayo kita main film.
Apa bedanya Raisa sebagai musisi, sebagai penyanyi, Raisa yang seperti biasa sehari-hari dengan Raisa di film ini?
Kalau di film ini orangnya terjebak nostalgia banget ya, sis.
Baper.
Baper banget, apa-apa dibawa perasaan. Apa ya? Ya beda sih, maksudnya mungkin karakternya pakai nama aku dan segala macam, cuma ya secara personality dan lain-lainnya sih beda. Jadi nanti bisa dilihat aja dari film. Terus apa ya? Ya mungkin kalau misalnya bisa dilihat nanti cara berpakaiannya, terus cara dia menyikapi masalah, terus kegalauannya juga beda sih kelihatan gitu. Jadi nanti
jadi ini bukan Raisa yang asli. Jadi kalau oh Raisa ternyata orangnya kayak gitu ya. Oh bukan ternyata.
Bukan sih, karena ya ceritanya bukan tentang aku juga dan bukan dari pengalaman pribadi atau apa gitu. Enggak, cuma aku benar-benar memainkan karakter. Cuma mungkin biar seru aja jadi namanya Raisa juga gitu. Biar lebih apa ya? Lebih lengket lagi sama lagunya.
Di sini Raisa main sama Chico, sama Ruli, sama Kiva. Gimana tuh interaksi dengan mereka bertiga?
Interaksinya pertama-pertama kan tegang ya, karena kan pokoknya lo tuh harus cinta mati ya sama ini, harus wah gimana ya gitu kan. Terus ya udah akhirnya kita ketemuan, terus kita bikin grup, terus kita di luar reading dan di luar apa ya, di luar syuting juga ketemuan gitu, sehingga ngebangun chemistry-nya juga gak terlalu susah gitu. Cuma mungkin ya tetap sulit lah kalau misalnya bener-bener harus cinta mati gitu, harus nangisin nih satu orang, padahal orangnya ya mungkin kita bercanda-bercanda doang kerjaannya gitu. Cuma di satu scene harus nangisin nih orang gitu. Jadi kayak gitu-gitu tetap challenging sih. Cuma ya chemistry-nya sih dapat banget sebagai apa, as a group. Terus juga bikin syutingnya jadi lebih apa ya, lebih ringan dan lebih enak aja gitu.
Setelah proyek ini apa yang Raisa lihat di depan nih?
Apa ya, kalau bilang ini masih coba-coba sih, masih coba-coba gitu. Cuma coba-cobanya serius. Dan aku sih kayaknya kalau misalnya ada proyek film lagi mau aja sih gitu. Cuma ya asal waktunya dan segala macam semuanya tepat. Cuma ya memang aku nyanyi sih. Jadi aku mungkin banyak aku suka ditanya akan meninggalkan nyanyi enggak untuk serius di film. Kayaknya sih kalau sampai ninggalin sih enggak mungkin ya gitu. Cuma apakah ini bisa jadi bidang lain yang aku benar-benar tekuni, bisa gitu.
Apa sih yang Raisa harapkan orang tuh bisa lihat Raisa di situ?
Aku sih enggak berharap orang tuh cuma fokus sama aku doang di film ini gitu, karena itu justru the last thing that I want gitu. Jadi emang semuanya sebagai secara produksinya, secara ceritanya, segala macam itu semua jadi kesatuan, sehingga aku pengennya nggak dilihat Raisa sebagai Raisa penyanyi gitu, jadi Raisa sebagai Raisa karakter di film ini gitu. Dan kenapa harus nonton ya, karena it's a romantic movie, terus kayak everyone loves romance, terus juga apa ya, bisa kalau cewek-cewek bisa nontonin Chico, nontonin Maruli gitu, all out dong. Dan juga mungkin buat yang cewek-cewek bisa berbagi perasaan dengan aku, dengan dilema-dilemanya di dalam film ini. Dan semoga film ini juga bisa relatable ke banyak orang. Mungkin gak se-ekstrim cerita di film, cuma perasaan-perasaannya bisa nyampe lah gitu.
Oke. Kalau gitu sukses dan semua yang diharapkan tercapai dengan lancar ya.
Amin. The Voice of America.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Something that I never had. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Oh, mungkinkah ini cinta?
Are moving. I know you're happy, 'cause I can see it. So tell the voice inside your head to believe it. I talked to God about you. He said he sent you an angel. And look at all that he gave you. Yes, for one and you got two. Mm-hmm. You know I never left you. Cause every road that leads to heaven's right inside you. So I can say, hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. All the good outweighs the bad, even on your worst day. Remember I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the page. I know it's not the end every time I see her face. And I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember, none. You got the brothers, you got love in your hands. And you're still my chosen one. So can you understand? One day you'll understand. So hear me out, hear me out. I won't go, I won't go. No goodbyes, no goodbyes. Just hello, just hello. And when you cry, I will cry. And when you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. No, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you'll keep on rising till the sky knows your name. And you're still my chosen one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Tell Noree about me. Tell Noree. I just want you to do me a favor. Tell Noree about me. 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 Tell Noree about me.
Dianggap usang 10 tahun lalu tanpa disangka-sangka kembali diminati. Ada kecenderungan baru di antara warga Amerika berusia 18 hingga 25 tahun, yaitu memutar piringan hitam untuk mendengarkan musik. Banyak orang mengira tidak akan mendengar lagi alunan lagu dari piringan hitam. Seperti yang terjadi pada tinta pena dan kamera analog, piringan hitam diperkirakan akan menjadi bagian dari masa lalu. Namun ternyata tidak. Demikian dikatakan Steve Gritson, pemilik toko musik Iris Records di kota New Jersey.
It's a glorious time for people who like records.
Ada banyak hasil data yang mendukung pernyataan Gritson. Menurut Digital Music News, diperkirakan 5,8 juta plat piringan hitam akan laku terjual di Amerika tahun ini. Jumlah itu meningkat sebesar 1 juta keping dibandingkan tahun 2007. Namun jumlah itu masih merupakan segmen kecil dalam dunia bisnis musik. Menurut majalah Billboard, 2% album yang dirilis dewasa ini terjual dalam bentuk piringan hitam. Ketika penjualan kepingan album CD menurun, penjualan plat piringan hitam melonjak 35% tahun ini.
Everybody releases on vinyl, all the new indie rock groups, you know, whether it's Belle and Sebastian, whether it's Foxygen, whether it's Washed Out, whether it's, I mean, all these groups are hot, new, and young. They release their work on vinyl, and they also include a free download.
Selain itu, musisi yang ingin menggait pendengar dewasa juga merilis album terbaru mereka dalam plat piringan hitam. Salah satunya adalah Paul Simon, penyanyi yang kini berusia 71 tahun dan pernah meraih 12 penghargaan Grammy.
When Paul Simon puts out a new record, he puts out a record.
Album lagu penyanyi legendaris, Beatles dan Rolling Stones juga dirilis kembali dalam bentuk piringan hitam dalam beberapa tahun terakhir ini. Namun kembalinya plat piringan hitam telah mencapai satu titik di mana jumlah perusahaan yang memproduksi piringan hitam tidak sebanding dengan permintaan pasar yang tinggi.
There are not enough pressing plants to produce the amount of records that are desired.
Sejumlah perusahaan di Amerika yang dulunya memproduksi piringan hitam telah beralih usaha. Namun ada juga yang masih bertahan sejak era dibuatnya piringan hitam. Kini hampir setiap perusahaan rekaman berskala besar dan kecil merilis album dalam bentuk piringan hitam. Hal itu menyebabkan banyak bermunculan perusahaan baru yang memproduksi piringan hitam. Salah satunya adalah Brooklyn Phono, perusahaan pembuat piringan hitam yang didirikan pada tahun 2000. Perusahaan itu membuat sekitar 440 ribu keping piringan hitam setiap tahun. Sedangkan perusahaan besar seperti Rainbow Records yang berada di California memproduksi sekitar 6 juta hingga 7,2 juta plat piringan hitam setiap tahun. Yang menarik, pembeli piringan hitam itu tidak saja orang dewasa yang ingin bernostalgia dengan lagu kenangan mereka, tapi juga para remaja usia 18 tahunan yang ingin mendengarkan lagu band favorit mereka dengan memutar piringan hitam tersebut. Saya Leah Johannes untuk VOA Washington.
On the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
Bye.
This is
VOA.
VOA.
DC.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride
for Baby, me? Tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
would
me?
You spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me?
All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need for no. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong,
tell me, would you call me?
Call me
if you knew I wasn't ballin'?
Cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me?
Need me?
Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away.
Inilah VOA DC langsung dari Washington. Halo, ini Irfan.
Ari di sini.
Dan Fena.
Ya, dan ya Iman.
VOA.
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 Right connection.
Direct from Washington. VOA.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry
trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Hey. I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Because you know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Because you know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble.
Banyak penonton yang kini menonton konser musik melalui layar ponselnya sambil merekam jalannya pertunjukan tersebut. Tampaknya mereka lebih memilih untuk merekam pertunjukan dan menontonnya nanti dibandingkan menikmati saat-saat konser itu berlangsung. Sejumlah pengamat sosial mengatakan hal tersebut boleh saja dilakukan asal tidak mengganggu penonton lain yang ingin menikmati konser dan sudah membayar tiket pertunjukan. Andy Green, editor majalah musik Rolling Stones, mengatakan telepon pintar dapat mengganggu kesenangan saat menonton konser musik. Ia sendiri mengalaminya beberapa tahun lalu ketika menonton konser musik Leonard Cohen.
I'm in the first row of the balcony. I'm just in ecstasy. It was the best show that I've ever seen. And I looked down at the orchestra, and it was like looking at like the stars. Almost every seat was sort of lit up by a screen, and people were just staring at their screen. And I just wanted to scream, "Do you realize you're watching one of the greatest songwriters ever form some of the greatest songs ever?" And this is such a rare, unique treat. It's a gift we're all here experiencing this, and you're not even watching it. You're all on your freaking cell phones. And I just got really mad. And since then, it's become a bigger and bigger problem as smartphones have become more pervasive across the culture.
Kehadiran ponsel pintar saat konser musik ternyata tidak saja mengganggu penonton lain, tapi juga musisinya. Christian Zimmerman, seorang pianis terkenal, menghentikan permainan pianonya di sela-sela konser beberapa waktu lalu saat ia melihat ada seorang penonton yang merekam permainan pianonya melalui ponsel. Sedangkan bagi Roger Waters, mantan pemain gitar bass band musik Pink Floyd, menggunakan ponsel pintar saat menonton konser merupakan sikap yang tidak menghargai musik. Andy Green menambahkan, percuma saja merekam pertunjukan musik lewat ponsel pintar, terutama bagi penonton konser.
You take horrible pictures, you produce horrible films on your phone that you never even watch, you distract yourself, you distract those around you. They're nothing but a liability.
Hal yang perlu juga diingat saat merekam pertunjukan musik adalah konser musik itu bisa saja dilindungi oleh hak cipta, dan tentu saja alih-alih menikmati musik, Anda malah jadi berurusan dengan pihak berwenang. Semoga info ini bermanfaat. Saya Lea Johannes dari VOA Washington.
It's a shame I've got to live without you. anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me
me not. I ain't a player, I just Fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said your baby feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
Yeah.
Dapatkan berita terkini dan liputan menarik dari VOA di ponsel Android Anda. Unduh aplikasi baru VOA News untuk Android dari Google Play Store dan pilih bahasa Indonesia dari menu utama.
Selain artikel dan foto, tersedia video dan audio berbagai program kami. Anda juga dapat berpartisipasi dalam liputan VOA dengan mengirim teks, foto, video, dan audio melalui aplikasi ini.
VOA, the voice of America.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
I'm feeling your thunder. The storm's getting closer.
You're moving on, you say, here I stay. I'll take this pain, yeah. About love.
Seorang penulis muda bernama Edith Cushing yang tinggal di sebuah puri yang angker di Inggris pada abad ke-19 telah menemukan cinta hingga akhirnya menikah dengan seorang pria yang karismatik bernama Sir Thomas Sharp. Namun ternyata di luar semuanya itu, ia mengetahui bahwa sang suami adalah sosok yang sangat bertolak belakang. Puri yang ia tinggali bersama suami dan saudara iparnya, yaitu Lady Lucille Sharp, juga menyimpan berbagai misteri. Semua ini diceritakan dalam film bertema horor garapan sutradara Guillermo del Toro yang berjudul Crimson Peak.
Ghosts are real. I've seen them all my life.
Ghosts. I never imagined that's what you wrote about.
It's rather good, don't you think?
Really?
Karakter Edith Cushing diperankan oleh aktris asal Australia Mia Wasikowska yang mengatakan bahwa cerita dalam film ini mengandung unsur romantis dengan tema gotik.
Yeah, I think it's a gothic romance for sure. I think there's elements of a couple of different genres like horror and drama. So I think he kind of manages to pull them all together.
Mia Wasikowska menambahkan, proses syuting yang telah memakan waktu selama 5 bulan telah menguras banyak tenaga. Ia juga membutuhkan konsentrasi yang tinggi di setiap adegan.
I guess it's different every day, but it was quite a demanding shoot. I think for everybody, just sustaining that level of energy and the intensity of the emotion was quite demanding. So yeah, it was like, you know, 5-month shoot of, you know, being very emotionally high.
Karakter Lady Lucille Sharp diperankan oleh aktris peraih 2 nominasi Oscar Jessica Chastain. Menurut Jessica Chastain, sang sutradara telah berhasil menciptakan karakter yang sangat kompleks, di mana perkembangan sifat para karakternya sejak kecil mencerminkan tingkah laku dan langkah yang diambil ketika telah dewasa.
You could understand why they were doing the things that they were doing, and you could see the pattern developing as a child and how she deals with the people around her.
Dalam film ini, aktor Tom Hiddleston berperan sebagai Sir Thomas Sharp. Aktor yang terkenal lewat film The Avengers ini sempat bercerita mengenai studio tempat syuting film Crimson Peak yang didesain seperti dunia yang penuh dengan fantasi.
It was like stepping into a fantasy world. It was like stepping through a magic portal, because this house had been built on 3 stories and it became so completely imagined and completely realized.
Film Crimson Peak juga dibintangi oleh aktor Charlie Hunnam. Film ini telah memakan biaya sebesar $55 juta.
S-A-G-E. Look, they be speaking on what they don't know. They don't know because I keep it low. When I go low, she tell me where to go. I make her act up when I come back up. She say her feelings too strong, make her want to back up. And I respond like, damn. Believe me when I tell you I agree.
Like, damn.
Now or later, it was gonna be you or me.
Like, damn.
Now I don't wanna let you go, but there's something that you gotta know.
This ain't nothing but dangerous. We about to be over.
So I know it's real. Think about me like I know you will. Fall for me, let it fall for me. Give it all to me. Stand in the middle of the floor. Throw your bra to me. This is real, yeah, this is real. Let your guard down, this is good. Ain't no time to call it off now. Now I don't wanna let you go, but there's something that you gotta know.
This ain't nothing but dangerous. We about to be over it. Why can't it just be what it is? Why can't it be what it is? We're both getting emotional. So sexual, why can't it just be what it is? Why can't it be what it is? I know you know we're
demikianlah siaran VOA DC. Terima kasih atas perhatian Anda dan selamat melanjutkan aktivitas. Inilah VOA Direct.